Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome back to an episode of Coffee Kalipa, short format podcast where we dive into some optimism about this upcoming week. And of course, we should each be drinking a little bit of coffee. Topic conversation was inspired by a buddy of mine sent me over a quote from Nelson Mandela. I thought I'd share with you the quote, what I'm thinking about, what it means. But before I share the quote, there's something just that I consider all the time, whether it's in family, business, I guess a little bit in fitness, but it's like nothing really worthwhile, nothing like really worthwhile doesn't also come with the potential downside. And here's what I mean. You decide to get married. You fall in love with someone. They're the greatest thing ever. You find super fulfillment out of it. But as a byproduct, they might end up, you know, you might end up getting divorced. That relationship might end. You decide to have children, right? It could be the greatest thing in the world, but it also comes with some challenges, right? Anything worth doing, right? Going out and starting a business, it could come with the greatest rewards to make an impact on people, to provide for other people, all these different things. Also comes with a downside. You might go bankrupt, right? And, you know, in fitness, I don't know if it's the exact same thing, but it's like, you know, you should just keep getting after it. But anyways, with that in mind, that anything worth doing has potential downsides, that's anything like super, super worth doing. Always, because it's so heightened, it's so real, it's so impactful, it also has these potential negatives that come around. And I can't think of a better example of that than, you know, having children, right? It's the greatest thing ever. For those listening who are parents, the fulfillment is next level, but also comes a lot of fears and challenges, which brings me to the quote. The quote is, "May your choices reflect your hopes, not your fears." So if you thought about what I was just talking about, if you always thought about the negative, if you always thought about the fears, you would never go out there and really do anything that could provide you fulfillment to the next level. But if you make choices based on your hopes, that I feel like unlocks your potential to really find something special. But if you're making choices based on your fears, I don't think you're ever going to, you know, find what you want to find, right? And so that Nelson Mandela quote, I just thought it really hit home. And I hope that for each person listening to this can relate, like the next choice you make, right? The big ones, of course, right? Have them reflect what you want. Have them reflect what you hope for, not necessarily what you fear, because that's a tough way to make decisions, is based on always trying to put yourself in a position where you don't fail, or that you're, you know, worried about these fears. At the end of the day, for you to, in my opinion, for you to really find and reach your potential in whatever you're doing, you know, you got to make your choices based on those hopes. And if something comes up, then it comes up. But I'd rather make my decisions based on what I hope for than to never make those decisions, because I was always making them based on what I feared. That's Coffee Conversation for today, right? This is just a quote from a buddy of mine. Every single week, these Coffee Kalipas are a little bit different, right? I just kind of shine some light on what's going on in my life, right? Things that I have going on. Every week, we host these Train Hard Men's Clubs. They're badass. They're great. You know, if you get, you know, enjoyment, if you get some type of insight from these podcasts, simple ask. Just leave us a rating or review and make sure to go and listen to long form podcasts. We're going to have some great guests coming up, but these ones are just short form. So with that being said, go crush your coffee, go crush your day, go crush your week, and see you again next week.